A new film called The Aristocrats is about a joke, one infamous dirty joke that comedians have retold to one another for more than a century.
Guy goes into a talent agent's office, says, I have the greatest act in the world.
Hey-o!
Me and my wife go on stage, and we get undressed, and I start with my wife.
Remember my grandmother sitting me down and telling me the joke. So she only spoke Yiddish. The only English word she knew was
So when I would tell a joke like this, you know, it would be all about dripping and they'd be pulling this back and making helmets out of them. You know, it'd be a whole thing.
Whoopi Goldberg and Chris Rock joined more than 100 comedians in The Aristocrats. Although, or maybe because it pushes the envelope beyond vulgar, the documentary earned rave reviews at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Bob Saget turned up in the movie with his own smutty version. It's a surprising performance from the man who played the straight arrow father on the family sitcom Full House. But Saget's been in the world of stand-up comedy for a long time, long enough to know where this joke wouldn't be welcome.
It's the kind of joke you wouldn't really give to mass consumption. It's not something you would tell on stage. It's not something you... It's behind the schoolyard is where a joke like this originates. But the movie's dedicated to Johnny Carson. Supposedly Buddy Hackett was on The Tonight Show once, and during the commercial break told the audience and Johnny this joke, and then told the punchline when they came back from the commercial. The Aristocrats. It's not even a good punchline. Paul Reiser's hilarious. He's kind of, is it The Aristocats? Is it a Disney film? But it's the antithesis of that. It is a joke about how desperate people would be to make it in show business.
One of the other interesting points here is, oftentimes, those of us who are not comedians don't see the craft of comedy. Particularly if you get different people in different room, in the same room, you will be able to craft a joke that started out one way and is a better joke in the end. Is it not?
It is. It's a, and if you can make a joke out of this joke, you are quite a constructor. But it's the gallows humor of it that make it fascinating and to watch it. A comedian really loved telling it. George Carlin launches into it, and he loves it because this man stands for freedom of speech, started with the seven words you can't say on television. This movie is full of 400 things you can't say on television.
You get to play with people's little danger zones. I do like finding out where the line is drawn, deliberately crossing it, bringing some of them with me across the line, and having them be happy that I did.
Let me ask you this, as in relation to the times that we're in now, so many people talk about whether or not we are in need of censorship, whether or not we have allowed our society to go too far. Where do you fall on that in relation to where we sit? And again, juxtaposing it to this movie.
Whenever we go to a very conservative time, obviously this kind of stuff comes out. This is where extreme art comes from. It's been an interesting thing that this came out. It does lower the bar in some ways. As far as it's so dirty, the dialogue-wise, there's no nudity. There's no violence. And in the ad campaign, Penn Jillette is saying, and no penguins. But what's interesting about it is we live in a society where this movie can get released. And there's something I say beautiful about it. And it's a movie's about censorship, too. And it's and freedom of speech and bad language and sexual situations with people that are reasonable people. It is not damaging. My 18-year-old saw it. She was in a theater in Santa Monica. She saw it. It was 600 people. They were laughing hysterically. But she's not damaged. She's smart. So if we communicate with our kids, my kids are sophisticated. They're not aristocratic.
Comedian and actor Bob Saget joins more than 100 other comics in the documentary The Aristocrats, opening nationwide today.